Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We're a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others.
So we're here today, and we're still with our friends, Janet and Dan, and they're good friends of ours, live right across the street, with some of our best friends, and we brought them here to talk we're going to kind of bring up a couple different things, honor, our culture, and maybe some womanhood in there, like how we are as women and men and
biblical manhood, biblical womanhood.
Yeah, things like that.
What he needs, what she needs, kind of a thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what brought this topic to my mind and kind of gave me this passion to talk about this is I homeschool. And in homeschooling, I've had to educate myself because there's a lot of things in school that I didn't do, and I didn't necessarily read a lot of the classic literature that I'm trying to educate my kids about. A lot of times I don't remember any of the history stuff from back then. Like it just never stuck, and I'm not a big fan of textbooks anyway. You know, it's pretty dry. So I've been reading some classic literature, and one thing that I've noticed is that in a lot of this, like, classic literature, I see this amazing sense of honor and the desire to do what is right in the characters of the book. And I see a huge contrast in our own culture today that a lot of the messages that we'll see on the cartoons and things that TV shows, things that are out there that my children and I are bombarded with all the time are in complete contrast. So when I read the book Jane Eyre for the first time, a lot of people have to read it in high school. Honestly, I don't know how great it is to read it in high school because none of it would have made sense to me back then because I wasn't married and never fell in love, and it just wouldn't have made sense at all. But now that I'm an adult, I'm reading it, and it's really a beautiful story. It's mm-hmm. about this woman, Jane, and it's funny because it always talks about how ugly she is, and she's not very pretty, and all the people in the story are not very pretty, and you think of what you see today, and everyone's just beautiful and perfect all the time, and it's just like this heroine is not very pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I like that.
Hey, but, babe, you're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Awkward.
Sorry to throw you off, but you're gorgeous. I just want you to know that.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. So anyway, Jane Eyre in this book and a lot of the characters in the book are always trying to fight to do what is right, and fighting for their honor and their character. And just a little bit of the story. She is a governess in a household, and she goes there and falls in love with the man of the house, the owner. And
this is like England, what? Like
yeah, it's a, yeah.
1900s, early
yeah,
1900s,
right.
Something like that. So that's the time period.
Right.
Yeah.
So she falls in love with him. He falls in love with her. She thinks everything's great. She's gonna, you know, become the lady of the house and all this great stuff. And then at the last minute, right before they say I do, someone tells her that he's already married. And it's huge crushing. She's like, oh, this was all too good to believe to begin with. And now she finds out that he's already married. And you see her, instead of be like, oh, well, we find out that the woman that he's married to is actually, she's psychotic, out of her mind, mm-hmm. not really available to actually be a wife to him, but he would not abandon her. He would not divorce her because he was trying to do what was right, and he didn't want to abandon his wife.
This and was the honor.
Yeah, he had that sense of honor. He was not going to let her go because he had married her. He had committed to her. But when he fell in love with Jane, he was like, well, you know, she's the right one for me. And some of that fell apart. But when Jane found out, she realized how wrong it is, and she would not allow her relationship with him to be hurt by doing what is wrong. And even though it could be rationalized, like mm-hmm. today, I think of this situation today and be like, oh, well, he's in the process of divorce, or, oh, she's not really in right mind, so we could say no, it's not really a marriage, and she's just a dependent. You know, there's a lot of ways you could rationalize that, mm-hmm. and you could say, oh, it's okay, you know, this is all right, people would be fine with it. But at that time, she just saw that, and she was like, okay, yeah, there's ways we could rationalize mm-hmm. it, but there's no way I'm going to do that, because I'm not going to jeopardize what we could have. And she ran.
That was her integrity.
She had this amazing integrity. And I think about so many people I know, a lot of people, especially young people, that will be going through divorce. And in the midst of the divorce, they're already dating other people, and they're already finding new relationships, they're already mm-hmm. getting engaged. And that honor, they're not looking out for that relationship that could happen, and they're not protecting what was there and protecting their own honor
and tainting that future relationship.
It is.
It's just a taint according to society. Of course, you know, it's more acceptable, and mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of the rationale comes
from. There's a lot.
Well, I was in the middle of the divorce. We
right.
hadn't gone all the way, but I was there, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was on that process, but I feel like with Jane Eyre, she saw if she were to take that step with him, it would be the first ingrained memory of their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The first, you know, like, this is how we're starting off our relationship.
Exactly.
And I think back then in those, you know, Jane Austen books, like some of them, not all of them, but they had, in this one, there was that great like emphasis on, you know, I have to do what's right, even though it would be so much easier if I just did what society accepted.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's so much easier to do what is wrong. And it's so easy to see that you can take that step and nobody else is going to care, but
yeah.
inside, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so just how contrasting that is with our own culture today. It just seemed black and white.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of the messages that you had referenced that our culture sends to us. And I think you were, you know, you and the kids had been watching the TV show Once, and there was a huge difference that you had noticed in that.
Oh yeah, because if you've ever seen Once, it's basically like Disney making the fairy tale characters in today, and so they are going through this big soap opera type experience.
Okay.
And
it's a fun adventure show. You know,
I
really like it, but it does have those aspects of you take these great high moral characters like Snow White,
right?
You know, and then when she's put into today's society, all of a sudden, you know, she's making immoral choices
right.
and cutting corners, which mm-hmm. growing up, you're like, oh, that's Snow White. She wouldn't have cut those corners.
Mm-hmm.
But put into today's society, it's socially acceptable
right.
to go ahead and do that.
Uh-huh.
And
so she does.
So she does.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad. Like, you see Snow White and Prince Charming. Like, Prince Charming ends up married to someone else in this other world, and they have an affair. But it's rationalized because, oh, it was true love, you know? And there's a lot of that in it. And I tend to go on the site, like, I'll let my kids watch it. They're interested, but we'll talk about it, you
mm-hmm.
know? We'll have a conversation, be like, okay, well, is this right? What should we do? What would you do? You know, things like that. But I think that it's not just that show. I think there's so many shows out there. There's so many, you know, like comedies and just little things mm-hmm. that people are getting married and divorced and seeing, you know, all these different relationships, but none of them are special. Mm-hmm. None of them are worth protecting and worth fighting for. So I think that it's a huge thing that we need to start sharing with our children, that value.
Yeah, and just having honor and integrity, which, I mean, I can say honestly, you know, I wasn't the highest woman of virtue or integrity in my life. And, I mean, it's nothing to be proud of at all. And I still have flaws and I still make mistakes. But I think as I've gotten older and through marriage and through, you know, just the pure grace of God, I've started to realize the value in, you know, working hard and preserving truth.
Right.
And where it's that, and my husband Daniel, I mean, he always says this, is it's the hard right versus the easy wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds easy to put things in black and white when a lot of the situations we're faced with are such gray areas.
Right.
And it's hard to take a stand on what's right when it's just so shady
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
lots of shades.
Yeah. So. And it's hard to fight, like, it's hard to know when to fight for it, when not to. But I think it's interesting too, you see a lot of that with young people
mm-hmm.
especially dealing with sexuality and coming into relationships. And even in the Christian world, there's that, oh well, you can you're not supposed to have sex before marriage, but if that's the rule, let's get as close to that as we possibly can without like crossing that line. And that it's not, it's all about like, okay, let's not break that rule. And it's not so much where that preserving honor and preserving character and who
yeah.
are you. And I think the focus that we need to change is from being, this is the rule, to here's your honor and what can we protect and what is that value,
yeah.
What's that special thing that we need to preserve?
And if you look at it, like within the context of why does God tell us these things, right?
Exactly.
It's because it's for our own good.
Yeah.
And when we don't have honor and we don't have integrity, usually those choices that we make bring hurt and pain,
mm-hmm.
right? And so God knows that, and it comes from a place of love and care. Just like as parents, when we tell our kids, don't do this, don't do that, you know, usually that's coming from that place of love and care where we want them to learn and to not necessarily have that experience of the hurt and the pain. And so I think that's important to keep that in context as well.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Connected Life Radio with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. This is a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center. To learn more about the Connected Life, you can go on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, you can visit us at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com or call us at 623-680-3486. But I really like what you were saying, babe, about the rules and like the Ten Commandments and things that God teaches us in the Bible. It's not to punish. It's not like a punishment. Oh, it's a protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of like the other day, my daughter was doing cartwheels on the bed and she was up there on the bed and about ready to just cartwheel right off the side of the bed. And I said, Addie, no, don't do that on the bed. And she's like, oh, you hate me. I can't believe it. I'm like, no, honey, I don't want you to break your leg. This is a protection. It's not mm-hmm. a punishment. I'm not angry with you. It's just that's not the best place to do a cartwheel. On a bed is not safe. And I think that when we can try to, especially our young people, and I think it's hard
yeah.
because a lot of young people right away see any correction is a punishment,
mm-hmm.
but trying to get that from being that punishment and anger to that, no, this is a protection, this is love. And I think part of that is as parents being open and saying, look, right, I've sinned and mm-hmm. and I've done things, that didn't protect myself and my soul, and look where I hurt, you know, and just people, the church in general, saying like, all right, this is why I want to protect you. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times we get past, we try to put up that perfection all the time, facade, and don't allow us to be like, okay, this is where we're broken. This is the big gash in my side. Don't get that, you know, and instead of showing our scars, I kind of feel like maybe we need to do that more.
Yeah, well, and especially in the church too, you know, I mean, I grew up in the church, and just having those overwhelming feelings of, you know, when I did mess up so hugely, that it was more that judgment of, you know, you failed.
Yeah.
And I felt those scars myself, let alone, you know, feeling the disgrace and feeling like there was no hope.
Right.
And I think that's the thing, is teaching our, you know, what I've learned in my marriage is the overwhelming amount of grace and the overwhelming amount of like, wow, I'm blown away. God loves me. He's not out just to like strike me down the second I slip up and mm-hmm. the second I mess up, you know, but I want to live that much better because I am so forgiven, and I'm right. so, you know, there's so many great things that come along, not because I deserve them. You know, if God gave me all that I deserved, I mean, it's frightening, but God gave me so much more because of his love for us. And I think with our kids and teaching them those same lessons, it's like, I messed up royally, and yet, you know, there's grace and there's love and there's forgiveness and there is just an abundance of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mess up, okay, how do you pick yourself up again? You know, don't dwell in that mess up and continue in those cycles that are just damaging towards you and others, but how do you pick yourself up and have God, you know, hold you in mm-hmm. those moments and embrace that love and that hope of a future, a great future?
Right, right. I think that that idea of a scar is a really good one, too, because if we mm-hmm. have a scar, it shows, yeah, we were hurt, but it also shows we were healed.
Yeah.
You know? So we can, if we can go to our kids and be like, all right, this is what we did wrong, you know, I went right up to that line and always kind of fuzzy right there, you know, but this is the scar that may have come from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yet it's healed, you know, so if you make a mistake, there's always room for healing. But if I can protect you from getting that scar, mm-hmm. that's what I want to do.
Because the scar is revealing of pain.
It is.
You know, it didn't happen without pain.
That's right.
And, you know, we look at our little kids right now. I mean, my daughter's 7, and oh my goodness, I want to protect her from deep pain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and letting them know that with love and with strength. It's like, I'm your mom and I'm strong enough mm-hmm. to handle what you can come to me with.
Right.
You know?
And I think, too, as parents, knowing that you're never going to be able to stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get their own little scars here and there. And just
yeah.
trying to hedge as much as you can, but not protect them from being who they are. Let them be who they are. Give them that strength to say, okay, if you make mistakes, you can heal. But let's try to not have many scars, please.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and redeeming the honor. You
yes.
know, it's like bringing it back to that honor. Like, okay, you messed up, but there's still room for you to find honor
right.
in who you are and who God created you to be. And where, yeah, you might have these scars up and down, but that doesn't mean you can no longer walk with honor.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Love it.
What would it mean within the context of marriage to honor one another?
Mm.
Let me hear your guys' thoughts on that.
It's a huge one. I
would say, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it, Dan.
Yes, please.
We talked about, no, like we talked about, you know, justifying the ends, justify the means, you know, mm-hmm. Through the context of divorce. And, you know, like we said, somebody's halfway through the divorce process and they're already dating. And we want to honor marriage, and we say, you know what, love wins. Love wins, that's the big saying right now, love wins.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in love with this person, so love's going to win here. Well, wait a second. Is love really going to win with the person that you made a vow and a commitment that I'm going to spend the rest of the through, you know, they're better or worse with?
Exactly.
You're not honoring anybody. That's, you're being selfish.
Exactly.
And, you know, my wife and I talk about, you know, the hard right versus the easy wrong and why God puts us in these, not confines, but to protect us. Like, we want to protect our children. And I constantly say, yeah, everybody knows that saying, it's cliche, but let's look at the reverse. that hard right at the moment, it's hard, but in the long run, it's easy. And mm-hmm. the reverse goes for that easy wrong. It's easy at the very moment, the second you want to make that self-gratification. But on the long run, that easy wrong now becomes hard.
Right.
And all those damages and everything that you've done is not honoring your family and protecting them. And those, you know, I got some great advice this weekend, you know, and it was essentially that was, if it's the hard choice, it's probably the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that being said, you know, yeah, you want to bail out of a marriage because you think it's grass is greener on the other side. And like we heard earlier this week or whatnot, that grass is just grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you're just taking another set of problems.
Right.
And that honor comes from, you know, realizing I made it for marriage context. There's going to be days where we fight and we're struggling. Mm-hmm. But in order to honor her, I have to think to be selfless.
Right.
And to love her and what, you know, to... just to be able to, I made a commitment, and darn it, that's what I'm going to stick with. And
right.
That's honor. That's
right.
Honor
it
to
is.
Her and my family and it my friends. And it's a whole, you know, kit and caboodle. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's a whole package. And that's what honor is to my commitment.
It is. I think of that example you were talking about like if you were in the midst of a divorce and you're through it and you're wanting to date other people. I think that there's that sense of that beauty and a sense of doing what is right, even though it's hard in there, where you're showing like if you that you're honoring marriage, even though that may not have worked out and it could be completely the other person's fault and you're just in a really rough situation. But if you're honoring that vow to the end, you're showing to yourself in your heart and to anyone else that would enter in a relationship with you, that is a value to you, mm-hmm. that vow is special. And if you throw it away, how's the next person that you fall in love with going to trust you to value that relationship? Yeah.
Yeah, because today you love me, but just 2 seconds ago,
right.
you were able to leave your last wife or your last relationship for another. So yeah, I'm today's hottest, greatest thing, but in 5 minutes, you're going to find something else and
right.
throw me to the wind. So
right.
yeah.
And what happens when things gets tough?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that whole do what I say, not what I do. And I think as parents and as men and women of God, no, we need to have that integrity. And a small example is thinking about it the other day is we'll tell our children, no, you can't watch that rated R movie. But once they go to bed, we turn on the rated R
right,
movie or PG.
Right.
Well, wait a second. We should have that integrity to say, you know what? No means no. If they can't watch it, I can't watch it because
right.
it's doing it. It will manifest itself later.
Right.
So
right.
Exactly. You don't never know who's watching and how that ripples through our relationships. Who's watching the children? Because
mm-hmm.
it could be a, you know, maybe Jan and I do something, but your children are watching us and we have no idea. So
right.
we need to have that honor and that integrity.
Right.
Yeah. Good message. I love this talk about honor and integrity. And as we're talking about it, the phrase iron sharpens iron comes to mind. And I think that it's really important to be in community with one another and to be in support and connection with one another. You know, we all have blind spots. We all have down moments, right? And so we need that support. We need that person that we can go to and talk about the struggles or the questions or the doubts that we have. And
mm-hmm.
so, and I think that's what we're doing here. And hopefully, mm-hmm. as you've been listening to us talk about honor and integrity, you are encouraged to make those a part of your life and to also just find brothers and sisters that you can engage with and connect with and live a connected life with. By the way, we are still doing our September marriage retreat. If you are interested in that, if you want to have more honor and integrity in your marriage, give us a call at 623-680-3486. That retreat is it's September 25th and 26th, and it's local here in Carefree, Arizona. If you want to connect with us, you can go to facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio, or if you or someone you know needs counseling help, visit us on the web at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. And as always, get connected and stay connected.